The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 22nd of May, 2008. It's the birthday of Gary Wills, born in Atlanta, 1934. Grew up in a conservative Catholic family. Gary Wills said, "I was raised as a Catholic cold warrior, praying after Mass every day for the conversion of Russia." His father was an appliance salesman who paid his son not to read books. But Gary Wills was a great reader, went off to study for the priesthood at St. Louis University, at the last minute switched to philosophy. When he was just 22, he started writing for the National Review. Became a regular contributor for 10 years, but during the 60s started writing about protests and race riots, began to argue against the Vietnam War. He still called himself a conservative, but other conservatives didn't think so. His first important book was Nixon Agonistes, about Nixon's campaign for the presidency in 1968. Since then, he's written more than 20 more books about Shakespeare, the Kennedys, the Declaration of Independence, Ronald Reagan, John Wayne, the Gettysburg Address, the Pope. The critic John Leonard said, "Books fall from Gary Wills like leaves from a maple tree in a sort of permanent October." It's the birthday of the novelist Peter Matheson, born in New York City, 1927. Grew up affluent in Connecticut, but rebelled against the country clubs and the private schools. By studying nature, kept poisonous copperheads in his bedroom, was a devoted bird watcher, served in the Navy during World War II, managed the Navy's boxing team, studied at Yale after the war, then went off to Paris, where along with Harold Humes and George Plimpton founded the Paris Review. Published two novels in the mid-50s, but they didn't sell much, so Peter Matheson began working as a commercial fisherman off the coast of Long Island. Took off on a trip across the United States looking for places where animals were dying out, the bear, the wolf, the crane. Wrote a book about it, Wildlife in America, 1959, one of the books that helped launch the modern environmentalist movement in the United States. His novels include At Play in the Fields of the Lord, The Snow Leopard. Peter Matheson, who said, "There's an elegiac quality in watching American wilderness go. I feel a deep sorrow that my kids will never get to see what I've seen, and their kids will see nothing. There's a deep sadness whenever I look at nature now." Here's a poem for today by Richard Newman, entitled Fireflies. "Tonight my yard is full of fireflies, a glitter fest of green, blinking by hundreds, exactly like last year, when she and I drove out into the Missouri countryside to talk about our marriage. It was thick with greenery, the air was hot and thick, and we had decided to try and stay together, though by first light she'd changed her mind again. And to be honest, our 11th hour hope and promise lacked the weight of truth. We wandered off the rocky dirt road over weeds and brambles, through branches and spider webs, and pressed into a clearing, and it was like a pocket in the darkness that surrounded us, the misty night, backlit with thousands of glittering fireflies, bettering the stars. It was a mating dance, and we gazed into a sputtering green sea of desire, such irresistible beckoning. Ours was, too, a death dance of mating, a slower, indecisive tarantella. And she asked me never to write about this, but I knew then that I had nothing to lose, that at that moment there was nothing I wanted more than to write about the fireflies." A poem by Richard Newman, Fireflies, from his collection Borrowed Towns, published by Word Press and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.